Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Ulitic, Indiana, an hour shy of sunup, and a farmer's getting to work. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, way before early, and a farmer is getting to work. All across America, farmers are starting another long day. Maybe it's time we said thanks. The American farmer is essential to the economy. That's why ADM works to be essential to him, creating thousands of products from his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. Last September, a column headline in the Wall Street Journal sounded the alarm. Demand for oil could one day outstrip supply. The concern about energy supply as countries all over the world scrambling to get ahead of the problem. $2 gasoline here in the United States has our attention. Congress has been trying for over a year to pass energy legislation, but drilling in Anwar and protection for MTBE manufacturers has stalled that effort. But that doesn't mean that nothing is getting done. Ethanol production has doubled since 2001. 11% of our corn crop is not eaten. It is converted into ethanol. 11%. That's the same percent that our hogs eat. And all Brazilian gasoline contains 20% ethanol. In Brazil, alcohol exports are equal to their sugar exports. And they make their ethanol, of course, from sugar cane, and we make ours from corn. With oil at $50 per barrel, there's a growing market for alternative sources of fuel throughout the world. It doesn't stop with ethanol. Biodiesel, although starting from a very low level, is the fastest growing alternative fuel in the United States. Today, only about 0.1% of our soybean crop is turned into biofuel, but the future could be big. Looking back to Brazil, that government just mandated that 10% of diesel fuel used in their cars would be soybean biodiesel. Now, someone needs to study the impact of such a mandate. It's got to be huge. 80% of Brazilian cars run on diesel. Now, how many bushels of soybeans will that take? And turning our attention back to the United States, we see a rapidly growing interest in blending biodiesel with number two heating oil. And with the cost of heating oil as high as it is, this could be a big market too. With the explosive global appetite for energy, rising energy costs, and a desire to curtail our dependence on foreign oil, agriculture is positioned to be an important player in addressing these problems. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.